following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy Aikman?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
them.
I love bacon.
You're going
to
love this.
Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Newton fakes right, now hands to Ginn on a reverse 20, 15 to the 10, coming back toward the middle of the field. It's got potential. 5, touchdown!
And that was Ted Ginn like an artist.
Extra men on the rush. Newton steps into it. It's got Brown wide open. And Corey Brown is gone. 20, 10, touchdown Carolina.
From 86 yards away. And Cam Newton's going to leap for it. Touchdown, wow. Carolina Panthers. The airborne quarterback takes it home.
And it's intercepted,
picked off 10,
there it is.
5 right side, A.J. Klein takes it to the house for a touchdown.
That's Luke Kuechly right there.
Cam Newton's going to run, trucking right 10 to the 5, leaps for the end zone, touchdown.
Oh, he knew he was going to do a Superman.
Carolina Panthers.
He knew he was going to do a Superman. Cam Newton, the legend grows. Everybody's getting to see you do your thing, young man. Wow.
Palmer drops back, pumps, looks deep, airs it out, far side, double coverage, intercepted by Kurt Coleman again. 7 turnovers now, 4 picks. Let's go home. The final seconds tick off. It is over. There will be some Panther silver at the Golden Anniversary Super Bowl. The Carolina Panthers, champions of the NFC, are headed to Super Bowl 50.
Well, that's a big highlight reel there, John, and sure were a lot of Buckeye names in there.
Well, you know how it goes. You got to know where they went to college, otherwise they're not worth anything.
Ted Ginn scored. Corey Brown scored. You got Kurt Coleman with 2 interceptions, man. I was like, wow, this is Ohio State Carolina edition, man.
Did just curious, though, back in the old days of Tressel, you know, in his corrupt ass, did he send any money to Cam Newton while he was paying for play? You know, paying to play down at Auburn?
You just have to get ugly, don't you? You gotta get ugly and take it to a nasty place. Yeah.
You know what's gonna happen, Tom? He is gonna kick the shit out of Peyton Manning in a Super Bowl.
I know, but we'll tell you our predictions at the end of the show.
I think you just heard mine.
Well, I think we agree with pretty much 99% of the world right now. But anyway, you know, the weather was really nice at that game. Now, it got into the 40s, and, you know, I mean, it cooled off into the evening, but, you know, the snow was all gone. Now, I know you got hit, right? You got hit with that snowstorm?
Yeah, I got about a foot and a half, but other people that were about 30, 40 miles west of me got 30 inches, you know, 34 inches.
Wow. So, yeah, but a foot and a half, man. A foot and a half?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I'll tell you what, though, the fun thing about it was is that 2 days later it was 60 degrees, and now I've only got about 4 inches out there in most spots, and a lot of it's bare and gone. The driveways are clear. The roads are great.
You're down to 4 inches?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I get older.
Yeah, your wife must be very disappointed.
We shrink as we get older.
Well, now, VDOT, this is Virginia, right? The Virginia DOT?
Yes, you know. Virginia Department of Transportation.
Right. You know, every state, you know, here in Ohio, it's ODOT, obviously. But, you know, they do reports on, you know, they tell you what's going on with the roads and everything when you get these snowstorms. Now, you're going to have to explain this to me because you sent me this clip of this news report with the VDOT guy And right. as I'm, you know, you did, you just sent it to me and I'm listening to it going, okay, is this Captain Jenks from the Howard Stern show? What is this?
All right. This is a local affiliate of NBC Channel 4. And this is long into their snow coverage, which is, of course, as you know, I don't know about anybody else around the country. But here, when it snows, nonstop 24/7 coverage starts at like 3:30 in the morning.
There's an inch and a half of snow out on the ground. We've got coverage out here. We've got people out on the corners talking about it. And we got everybody talking to people trying to walk by.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
It's the same here. It's Armageddon. You know, it's the end of the world. Make sure you keep watching us because you're all going to die. So, yeah.
Right.
All
right. Right here. We're going to go over to the next reporter that's going to tell you the same shit from someplace he's standing that the last reporter told you. Anyway, these two are sitting in the studio. It's late at night, so you can see the panorama out behind them. Honestly, the guy, the anchor, he looks like he's about 14. If you go find this video, which shouldn't be too hard, Channel 4 VDOT. Dude, he looks like he's about 14. Anyway, they get, this is their VDOT spokesman calling up.
Okay, so he's legit. This is really.
No, he's not.
He's not. Okay.
Not
okay.
at all.
I thought maybe he was just trying to be a comedian. You know what I mean?
No, no. Yeah, he was trying to get fired, more likely. But no, that's not this is obviously not legitimate, but they don't know it.
Well, how did they end up with this guy on?
Dude, I swear I don't know because I don't. I mean, I'm just like anybody else. When it's snowing like hell, I usually turn those people on because I like to laugh at those idiots standing out on the corner, right? So I don't remember seeing these two on the air at all. So this might probably be like 1 o'clock in the morning when after you know nightly programming on NBC is done, they can do pretty much whatever they want. So they probably went overnight. These two are probably on at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay, so this kid or guy, whatever, he did pull a Captain Jenks on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Here's the VDOT report on the news about the snow.
And disabled vehicles. There were just as many stranded cars like the ones that we're seeing on the video here. Is that a bit of a problem?
Yeah, that's the prime example. I mean, my drug dealer and my prostitute were on the way, and, you know, they couldn't get it delivered. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and we're looking live, Jason, at...
I like this guy just continues on. Did he not hear what this guy said?
Dude, he didn't even blink. Both of them are just sitting there staring at the camera in rapt attention like, oh, here's the big scoop. We're on camera. This is great. Be professional.
The Storm Team 4x4 camera, and this is on, I believe, 395. Adam Tussa is driving with Storm Team 4x4, and we see one of those disabled vehicles. It says a lot that this is happening on an interstate, the places that are often cleared first.
Right. The side roads are completely unpassable right now. We have a radio dispatch telling us that constantly. And, you know, deliveries just aren't happening right now. Or, you know, any sort of services, EMTs having trouble, all sorts of things.
It's like he got very serious there for a moment. Like he was legit and he didn't, you know.
Because he doesn't want to get... Now, he's on the air with them for about 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So, he sounded real for a good long time there. So much so that it fooled a lot of people. Apparently, this VDOT spokesman got a lot of messages on his Facebook page saying, what the hell's the matter with you?
So, because there are people, you know, when the sun comes up, people kind of have this false sense of security that things are going to be okay. We know the snow's going to be coming down. So, for people that are traveling out or that need to, what are your words of advice?
Stay bunkered down as long as possible. And then, you know, check the main roads, call your friends, family, use your network that you know to see if it's passable. If it's not, don't take a chance. There's no reason for it. You know, the prostitutes will be there tomorrow morning, and we can, you know, have a good time then.
They still don't have him, right? And right around then, this guy, Adam Tuss, that they mentioned before, now he's a fairly high up the ladder. Not really. He's about median on the ladder in terms of reporters. He's on the 6 o'clock news sometimes. He's out in there, you know, battle van driving around the streets, and you can see him on the camera waving at the freaking monitor. Yo, this guy's not real, and they ignore him.
That is fantastic.
At one point, they even say, it looks like Adam Tuss is trying to tell us something, and they just keep going right on with this dude.
People who do the news, like the, you know, the pair there, those two people mm-hmm. that are in the studio doing the news, as long as that teleprompter's working, they're great. They look professional. They sound good, man. But if they have to talk about something, like if they have to go off script and they're just going to talk or you know, there's a malfunction with the man, these people are a disaster. They can't do anything. They're a mess.
So what's for dinner tonight, Sally, huh?
Yeah, they don't know what to do. And literally, these two, for the most part, while he's talking, are just staring at the camera as if they're listening to somebody.
Yeah, but it's like they're not really listening to him. They're just waiting for the sound to stop so they can say whatever they're going to say next.
Right.
All right, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 271. Coming up, John, Cam Newton is black.
He is. I've heard that he's black, Tom. God. And you know something? Speaking for all white people out here, I hate him for it.
All right. Also, we're going to the Chip, birthing a defense, and one very, very angry Eagles fan. You know him as Eat That Pussy, and he has come forward. You know, we talked about Doug Peterson last week, and you said, I wonder what Eat That Pussy thinks about this. I'll bet he's irate. Well, he is, and I have the audio, so you're going to find out what he thinks about Doug Peterson.
I can tell you this, you sleuths out there, you can tell by the way Tom's talking, this is not the video he'll have his heart attack in.
I thought he was going to. All right,
eventually he will.
Before we talk about the games, I do want to bring this up. I guess, you know, Chris Russo, who used to be part of that Mad Dog and what's his name in the morning?
Francesa.
Mike Francesa. Well, now he's got his own show, Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM. And I guess it's something that they do every year, where he's always done this every year, is the Super Bowl trivia. Okay?
Right.
So he wants to know who the offensive linemen were called as they were announced coming onto the field for the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowl I.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, now I'll say this. NFL Network has replayed Super Bowl I now twice, I think.
Uh-huh.
One of them was the cut version that they did for TV, and another one that they did it really well. They got a lot of NFL films, and they splice it together with the radio call, so it's the whole game. I mean, you know, it's not like you're watching a game live. But it's pretty cool. So people that are watching that might be able to answer this question. But Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, either that or you just have to look up real quick who the starting linemen were and guess they're the ones that were announced.
He wants to know who the last one was.
Right, right. Okay. So yeah, you would have to know. So so these people are calling in and they're just guessing names and he's getting very, very upset. So here's Chris Russo with his Super Bowl trivia.
Give me the offensive lineman for the Packers who was last introduced during pregame introductions.
Kramer.
Not as incorrect. That's a good guess, Kramer, because, you know, he was on that line. So it's not Kramer, and it's not Forrest Gregg, and it's not Thurston. So there's only a couple more. Jesus Christ, only a couple of more. Rick in Tucson. Rick, good afternoon.
How's it going?
All right, Rick, I'm doing well. The final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions in Super Bowl I.
Greg Gillingham.
No, it's not him. Now, there's only one more. There is only one more.
Oh, my God.
That's it. One more. That's it. Larry Naples, who's the offensive lineman?
Give me the one that already said.
No! Listen, Larry, listen!
Listen!
Who? What was it?
Forrest Gregg.
No, I said it's not Forrest Gregg, goddammit!
All right, now he's right. We're just getting started.
Goddammit! No, it's not fucking Forrest Gregg!
I mean, I had to cut out about 2 minutes of callers who just kept getting it wrong, and he just keeps getting more upset and more upset and more upset. And all right, so let's continue.
It's not Forrest Gregg! Zach in Philly! Zach, who's the lineman?
Zach.
Well, it's Seth. And I'm going to say Bill Curry.
No, I just said it was about Curry, goddammit! No!
This is red. This guy has a show. Are you kidding me? That's all you got to do?
He's on Sirius. Right, that's what he did. Yeah, this is his show.
It is not Bill Curry. It is not Fuzzy Thurston. It's not Forrest Gregg. It's not Jerry Kramer. Who is the goddamn lineman? Short in New Haven. Who's the lineman?
Which lineman do you want to know?
The offensive lineman. This is part of the mob. They get it right. The last offensive lineman. Packers introduced Super Bowl I. Who is it?
The first Super Bowl.
Yes!
All right. It's got to be between Bob Skowronski and Tony Mandarich. I'll say Bob Skowronski.
Yay!
Tony Mandarich!
Yay!
Oh, my God. I think he's going to take a nap. Tony Mandarich
didn't play until fucking what, like 1978?
Tony Mandarich? Tony, where the hell did he get Tony Mandarich? He was like in elementary school during Super Bowl I, if that.
He wasn't even there. He was one of the biggest busts of all time.
Oh, goddamn, I hope popped in the goddamn third space of the second row of the goddamn Miami Dolphins players parking lot during their goddamn undefeated season.
Oh, my God.
You know, who's going to answer this trivia question, man? There's like how many people? I'm a football junkie, and I can't name all five of those guys. And I'm an old guy.
Right.
How long was fucking Vince Lombardi's goddamn dick? Win a pair of tickets to see Cats at the dinner theater.
All right. So the Panthers just, you know, beat the crap out of the Cardinals. I mean, that was ridiculous.
They're going to do the same thing again.
I know. They have outscored their opponent in these two playoff games 80-39.
It's ridiculous. You know? And the 39 are basically garbage points that they gave up while they were just kind of laying back, taking pictures on the sidelines while the Seahawks ran up and down the field.
They were up 31-0 on the Seahawks. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't have any, I didn't find any open letters from any young ladies this week, but people are still, you know, talking about Cam and his celebrations and the way he acts. And I mean, the guy's having fun. How dare he run over there and hand that football to that little girl and make her world just, you know, excited. And
dude, it is a slap in the face to all white people. It just makes me seethe with resentment and anger.
I remember it was just a few weeks ago, Floyd Mayweather. Did you hear what he said about, you know, Conor McGregor is this just like one of the most badass UFC fighters on the planet right now. The guy can't be beat. And he talks a lot of trash, Conor McGregor does. He's a white guy.
He does.
He's Irish. You know, he is a big, tough, badass fighter. Irish man. And so Mayweather said, you know, I talk trash and people get upset about it because I'm black. But when McGregor does it, it's okay because he's white.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what Mayweather said. And now it's kind of like spilled over into Cam Newton. Now, it's funny because they asked Ron Rivera, the coach of the Panthers, about Cam's on-field personality. And listen to what he said.
I'd like to believe it's more about the way he is, his personality more than anything else. People think that you should be stoic when you play this game. And I think a lot of people disagree. I think you should be able to come out and have fun. This is a kid's game we are playing. I know there's a lot of money involved and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's about entertainment and having fun. If you're not enjoying yourself, don't play the game. It's that simple.
Exactly. I love showmanship, and he said it perfectly. He said, this is a kid's game that we play, and I know there's a lot of money involved, but it's still a kid's game. And how many times have we referenced what Deion Sanders said 20 years ago? He said, we get paid millions of dollars to play a child's game.
Well, you know what? Cam Newton, exactly right. And his showmanship, to me, when you're talking about a kid's game that they do for fun and make a ton of money doing it, there's no reason why they should be happy. So why in the hell he hates white people so much, I just don't know. You know what I thought you were going to tell me? Floyd Mayweather was going to take a tip from Cam Newton to try to build some popularity with the crowd so that after he knocked out his next opponent, he was going to go down in the stands and knock out some little girl.
Oh.
Here you go, kid. Pow.
All right, you can tell everybody you got knocked out by Floyd Money Mayweather.
You know, this whole thing about the race angle with Cam Newton is complete media contrivance, man. It's absolutely driven by this ridiculous shit, by that letter that we read on the show, 8 weeks ago?
You know, Cam kind of brought race into it himself when they asked him, you know, about...
He's answering.
Right, he's answered a question about what people are saying. Here he is.
I've said it since day one. You know, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to.
He scares the shit out of me, Tom. I can compare him to just about every black person that's ever done something bad in their entire lives. I'm terrified.
Stop.
Sorry, dude. I'm just being the voice of white America here.
Well, Cam says he looks in the mirror and it's just the real him.
Here I am. I'm doing exactly what I want to do, how I want to do it. And when I look in the mirror, it's me. You know what I'm saying? No, nobody changed me. Nobody, you know, made me act this certain type of way. And I'm true to my roots.
Well, I'm glad when he looks in the mirror, it's him, because that would be really scary if he looked in the mirror and it was like Conor McGregor, you know?
Somebody else.
God.
Oh, my God. Look, man, I love the dude. I wish he played for the Redskins, but now at the point I really don't because I like Cam, you know, Kirk Cousins. Because, well, you know, he's white. But aside from that, really, all my joking aside, how can you not watch this dude play football and enjoy it? How can you not watch him have so much fun just crushing the shit out of whoever he runs into? You know, all of this stuff about the black quarterback, right? Remember all the crap we had to grow up with the unspoken, you know, they're just not smart enough to play the position.
Oh,
all that
Rush
bullshit
Limbaugh,
that got
yeah
put to bed 30 years ago, right?
Right.
So it's so – we've been mentioning this on the show over the next few years, over the last few years, going back 10 years now just about. From Donovan McNabb on, you never even hear about it anymore. It's not even a topic to bring up about an African-American quarterback being in the Super Bowl. It's nothing anymore. This whole thing stems, in my opinion, from that letter that woman wrote that we read on the show that the media took and said, well, now we can say some are saying, the little Fox News trick, so, you know, some are saying, Cam, that they don't like you because you're a big, ugly, scary black guy. What do you think about that? And they can pretend that there's this frickin', that the media is drawing these perceptions, and it's ridiculous. And by saying that, I'm not counting Stephen A. Smith because he's an idiot.
Right.
So, you know, his hyperbole is always going to be there, but he's drawing it from the same thing. It's all contrived. It's nothing. And that woman, in fact, I think we even came back on the next show and said that Cam Newton answered that woman specifically, and she wrote back to the paper and said, what a wonderful young man he is. Right? And even when we wrote that letter, there was nothing in there about race. We were laughing about it because she was trying to make it sound like her daughter said all these things that she didn't say.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, Stephen A.
Right.
We're all just idiots. We don't get it.
You're right. You don't get it.
Right. Right. And look, you know what? In my opinion, these clowns up in Oregon should have stayed there.
Yes.
At least for another 10 days. Because how are they going to feel watching the Great White Hope, Giant Cranium, Peyton Manning get sent off into the sunset with yet another crushing defeat in the Super Bowl?
You know, it's funny. I heard this one clip from Cam, and I thought I was listening to T.O. Here's the clip from Cam.
We won as a team. We came out here and fought our tails off, and we did what a lot of people said we couldn't do. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
Man, he sounds just like T.O. Here's a clip of T.O.
I know you don't want me to shine, but I'm going to shine anyway, because I love me some me. We won as a team. We came out here and fought our tails off.
He sounds just like him, doesn't he?
Tom, you know, speaking for white America, he looks just like him, too. And, you know, they all have that rich, melodic voice, right?
That's a good assessment. I would agree with that.
Well, T.O. agrees.
Swing low, sweet chariot. You know.
Me.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Everybody's going to hate me after this season. Everybody understands I'm just playing these characters, right? This is just to show everybody how ignorant the world is.
Oh, I know.
You do.
You're just imitating society. I get it.
I'll tell you what. We've gotten a few cancellations on our feed lately, and a lot of them are from women. Sorry, ladies.
Oh,
just a joke.
No. Are you serious?
Oh, well, you know what.
John, you're running off the audience. You got to stop.
This is what I do, Tom. I'm serious. I can't help it. I can't wait to see the mail this week.
Oh, God. All right.
Maybe what I ought to do, Tom, is after I tell a joke on the show, I should go hand a joke to a young lad or a young lady in the crowd that's out in the front row. Do some dabbing or something.
Do some dabbing. John said dab. Are you serious right now? No, you didn't.
Hey, I'm down with the lingo. You know, today's kids got nothing on me.
I could have sworn if I would have asked you, hey, what's it mean to dab? You would have had no clue. I'm proud of you, John.
Dude, I don't know what it means. I just know that's what it's called. I couldn't tell you where it comes from. Dude, I am so out of touch with that kind of crap that the other day I'm walking through the office where they play the pop music station, and that Adele song was on, and I fucking said, who the hell is this, and what the fuck is that?
Are you serious?
I don't know. I don't give a shit about that stuff. I'm happy that that's true. I'm happy that I don't know what Adele sounds like.
Well, what the fuck, my nigga?
I'm off on other planets, man. Fuck all that stupid shit.
All right. Well, that was Eat That Pussy. We're going to hear from him coming up about Doug Peterson. Oh, we have to talk about Antonio Cromartie. Oh, my
we
God.
Do.
This is fantastic. We have to have at least one fan who's upset about the ending of one of the games. So we'll get to him coming up next as well. Hang on.
I've been released by Terrell Owens.
I saw the news the other day. My happiness decreased. The Cowboys done gave me away. Yes, T.O.'s been released. They let me go because I'm so fast. My teammates were befuddled. I'd run my route and catch the pass before they even huddled. They let me go because each weekend my name is hardly mentioned. But that's because I'm running in an alternate dimension. I run so fast my football games only last an hour. By the time the coin is tossed, I'm already in the shower. Yes, I'm so fast that I've been found appearing out of focus. It's no wonder my touchdowns mostly go unnoticed. So go on, Cowboys, let me go. I'm young and in good health. Your whole damn team is old and slow, and I still love myself. I love myself.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Hey, Sunday is the Super Bowl. How about that? And the pregame coverage started this afternoon. You know now, let me remind you one thing. Janet Jackson will not be performing at halftime this year. So if you want to see a boob on CBS, you'll have to watch me. Hey. That's it.
Melon, and man, was it great. Had an areola like a big dinner plate. Janet's right ta-ta grabbed every headline. Wonder if she'll help CBS pay the fine. First she denied it, said it was a mistake, a costume malfunction, said Justin Timberlake. But now they've admitted they flash forward a two. It'll be the Super Bowl remembered for the boob. The FCC says it was indecency, soft pornography. Big yip, one nip. I'll never forget that infamous tug. I'll remember this game for seeing Janet's jug.
Hey folks, John Madden here, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
The snap of the spot, kicked by Gostkowski, airborne to the uprights, and it's no good. Gostkowski with a miss off to the right. Steven Gostkowski, who's made an NFL record 463 consecutive regular season extra points, misses.
This is fourth and a good yard. Trips left. Broncos have both A-gaps covered. Brady turns. Play fake. Pressured. Throws. Pass caught. But knocked down short. Denver holds.
Brady in the shotgun right to his left. Smith. Four-man pressure. Brady. Flush. Throws the ball to the end zone. Passes. Caught. Gronkowski with the catch.
That was ridiculous.
Can Brady and company force overtime again at Sports Authority Field? Brady takes the snap. He rolls to the right. He throws to the end zone.
Pass deflected and intercepted. Intercepted up the sideline. Bradley Roby. Two-point conversion is no good. No good. Denver's going to win this. The Broncos are going to Super Bowl 50.
Did you see who intercepted that ball?
That was Aqib Talib, wasn't it?
No, Aqib Talib deflected it.
Bradley Roby.
Oh, okay. Bradley Roby. Buckeye. Another Buckeye. Intercepted that pass. Do you know that the Buckeyes are going to have three players drafted in the top 10?
I see that the big prognosticators are looking at this boy Wentz to go to the Cowboys, the quarterback.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to go for Johnny Manziel, I suppose.
Well, I don't know about that. Did you see Chris Christie said if you know Chris Christie's a Cowboys fan? Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. Of course, everybody knows that because we've all seen him airlifted into the top of that stadium, that big fat cow.
Well, he said he does not want Johnny Manziel in Dallas, and if Jerry signs him, he's going to throw himself in front of a bus.
That poor bus. You know, what's he saying? I'm going to stop the traffic on another bridge. My big fat ass is going to go down that thing like a giant glob of cholesterol through an artery.
Oh, my God.
Oh, screw that, man. You know, the Patriots frickin' blew it. And it is not the kicker that frickin' blew it. Bill Belichick frickin' blew it.
Well,
is this with him going for it on fourth down inside the 20? Right? Unless I missed my guess, they were just around 4 minutes to go in a game, right?
Yep.
All right. He kicks the field goal there, then all this two-point conversion nonsense is nothing.
Right.
Right? What does he think? His defense can't stop old, decrepit, can't barely throw it 20 yards, Peyton Manning? Seriously, the dude is done. D-O-N-E done. D-U-N-N-H-O-S done. I'm serious, man. I've been holding my tongue because we're going to be talking about all this stuff, but goddamn, that game, the one stat that sticks out more than anything that's not even from that game is that Tom Brady has more touchdown passes in Mile High this year than freaking Peyton Manning does.
Oh, my God, really? Wow.
Yeah, he does. And that was before the game started on Sunday. That's after the one game that they played, I think, back in November. All right. He had 3 touchdown passes in that game. I think Manning has thrown 1 there all year.
Wow.
He's thrown 7 touchdowns. He's thrown something like 18 interceptions. He can't throw it. He can't throw the out. He can't throw it down the middle. He can't throw it.
He threw 2 touchdowns in that game. I do know that.
Okay. Well, you know what? He's going to throw like 4, but Luke Kuechly's going to get 3 of them.
All right. Well, Aqib Talib might have something to say.
Their defense is damn good. That's for sure.
The guy's playing his ass off. But this was funny. They were talking to him after the game. So I don't know who the teammate was, but he's all excited. So listen,
he looked great in practice. I knew he was going to show up and look great in the game.
Anything you want to say?
Hey, this boy's still in the zone. Look at him. He's still in the zone. Hey, we going to the tip. We going to the tip. We going to the tip. We going to the tip.
What the chip? They're going to the chip, John.
They going to the hood. That's right. You know, and this is the thing about NFL fans. This ties right back into Cam Newton. There's fans sitting there going, look at them celebrating winning the AFC Championship. Harumph, 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 harumph. They should just shake hands, get some orange slices, and go to the locker room. Fuck all. No wonder the NFL doesn't like them having fun, because they think we don't want them to have fun.
We're going to the hood.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, Denver's defense was fucking nasty in that game, dude.
Yeah. They're going to have a different animal to deal with this next week, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, look. I do not discount their talent, and I do not discount Wade Phillips' ability to scheme for just about anybody. But the way I look at it is it comes down to how bad, because Panthers' defense is just as good, and they get to look at an old, broken-down mule.
Well, I will say this. The Panthers, they do run a lot of zone defense, so I think Manning will be able to find some holes. I just don't think it's going to be enough. I mean, Denver's not going to – I don't think Denver's going to get shut out, but I do think it's going to be – a lot. It's going to be close to the Denver-Seattle Super Bowl we saw 2 years ago. I think it's going to look a lot like that.
Yeah, like over in the first play.
Oh, that's right. I remember the safety. It snapped over his head, yeah.
Look, he might find some holes, but what's going to happen is when he tries to throw the ball through the hole, it's going to go whack, 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 whack. Flutter right on through and die about 7 yards away from the receiver. Quack, 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 quack.
All right, well, here's a Patriots fan that was very, very sad about the end result of that game. And this guy's it's kind of pathetic, man. I mean,
dude, this is a video I found. This is a 20-year-old guy, right? This is a guy in his early 20s hanging out outside with his friends after the game.
Right, and he literally is crying.
To win the Super Bowl again. Fuck this guy, dude. Fuck Tom.
Fuck him.
Fuck Tom, dude. I'm done with Tom. Yeah, he's won 4 for us. I don't give a shit. Fuck him, dude. Fuck it. Done with Tom, dude. I hope that fucking bitch retires. Dude, give it somebody else. Yeah. This man loves the fucking loves. Some man fucking loves a whole fucking fan.
A whole fan?
Tom, you're fucking dick, man. You're fucking asshole. Like, you don't give a shit.
Oh my god.
You fucking give your fucking line shit. Your line fucking protects you to fucking throw these fucking passes, dude.
You had all of a half a second most of the time.
Oh my god, Tom, you don't give a shit, man. You don't care. Oh my god.
Did you see, all right, for one, let's go back 2 weeks when he freaking tried to lay out to get into the end zone. All right, he took a smash on that hit. And then last week when he ran for that first down, he got clobbered and stood up and threw the ball at the dude.
Yeah, he commented about that. Brady did.
I think there's a lot of plays I got hit pretty hard today. So it's just football.
Yeah, he got hit hard, man.
Right. And just so I can, for fairness sake, Tom, speaking for all white people that don't live in Boston, we hate Tom Brady. We fucking hate that bastard. But he, damn it, if anybody out there wants to disrespect him and his talent and what he's accomplished, they're a dumbass.
I know. He's like, this dude. He's like, he won 4 for us, I know, but fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck him, man. Give me somebody that cares. That's terminal, you know, for friendships, you know. That's like, dude, what the fuck's the matter with you? Although I would like it, just a request, for you to cut out those spots that say, fuck Tom, man, fuck him, so that when I get mad at you, you can play that on the show.
Jesus. All right, we were talking about Antonio Cromartie and his wife a couple weeks ago, and she was all upset because they lost and didn't make it into the playoffs and all this.
Right,
and
we are now in week 3 of no playoffs at the Cromartie house.
Right. Well, you know what happens when you get time off with your husband, you get pregnant. So,
yeah. Well, I thought she was already pregnant.
Well, yeah, she was. I'm just making a joke. But okay yeah. So here's the thing. Let me go back. 2010, right? In 2010, right. The New York Jets gave Antonio Cromartie a $500,000 advance. Okay? They gave it, you know, it was part of his income, and they gave it to him in advance because he owed so much back child support. All right, now you think how
damn, does, a half a million dollars?
I know. You think how in the hell does somebody get a $500,000 behind on their child support? Well, here it is. Susan Edelman of the New York Post reports Cromartie pays. All right, this is what he pays per year for child support: $336,000 a year, John.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that is a dick that has gotten you in trouble.
Oh, that is ridiculous. Okay, so it's $3,500 per month per child. He's got,
Jesus.
He's got 8 kids with 7 different women. Okay.
I remember he had to count them off on Hard Knocks.
Right, right. And now he's also got 2 more kids with his current wife, Terica, who's upset that he's home for the holidays.
Terica.
Right. So that gives him 10 kids with 8 women. And now she's pregnant with twins. So he's going to have a dozen kids. He has birthed an entire defense and a punter.
Holy shit. And now, doesn't he have a vasectomy?
Well, see, now that's the thing. They recently announced that she was pregnant despite Antonio having had a vasectomy. And I'm going, okay, now I'm starting to understand why she's so upset that he's going to be home.
That's right, because now I can't let Tony come over.
Right. Well, here, check out what she said. She said, I didn't even tell Antonio right away because I didn't think it was possible. Yeah. All right.
It's possible when you're sleeping around.
This is, She goes, I was going back and forth in my head how it could even happen. In my head, we were good to go. We were having free sex. I just really thought that his procedure was the best protection you could have at this point. This bitch is lying. She fucked somebody. Are you kidding me? Really?
His procedure is safe. Marcus was pulling out. I never let Joe put it in there. And, you know, all I ever did with the gardener was give him a tugger behind the bush.
Oh my god. I mean, really, who does she think is believing this? You know, there's going to
apparently
be,
he is.
There's going to be a paternity test. You know what? These are two kids he won't have to pay child support for.
He's going to have a party after that. He's going to be like, oh, thank God, finally. Now, the funniest thing would be what happens if – here's what happens if they find out they are his, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He starts to head out to go to practice one day right before training camp, like mini camp or something like that. And these guys in a black sedan pull up next to him and hit him with a dart in the neck. And the next thing you know, he's in a CIA lab and he's creating monster fucking super sperm because they think they can create super soldiers with it. That's what they're going to do.
Well, you know, the Jets signed him to a 4-year, $32 million contract last offseason. So that, you know, so that should help him out with like the next couple years of child support payments, you know, provided the team keeps him around because, you know, that's $32 million, but the next $25 million is over the next three seasons and none of it's guaranteed. You know, he didn't have an interception, not one interception. This season, that's the first time that's happened since his rookie year. He was the 103rd ranked cornerback in the league this year.
In other words, he's going to be working a lot of boat shows real soon.
Yeah, man.
Dude, now here's something that I found very funny, all right? Because I was talking about this story with a couple of people at work, and I found out that there's a new way to get a vasectomy, and this is real. You can YouTube this up. It's called the sperm switch. All right, uh-huh. And it's a freaking switch that's under your skin with two clamps attached to the tubes on your nuts that when you hit the switch, it shuts them off. Now, the thing about it is if you watch the video, the switch is in a spot that if you're doing it a certain way, it's turning them off and on and off and on and on and off and on and off and on and off and on and off and on.
What, that is ridiculous. That
is the most dumbest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
This
is ridiculous.
Yes, you're right, Stephen.
It really is. But there you go. There's a field trip if you want to take it. Go look up the sperm switch on YouTube and look at this invention.
I can't believe it.
It's an on-off switch for your nuts.
Oh my God, that is ridiculous. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so, you know, Cromartie could get that put on, and he could be like, you know, now I got double protection. I even got a circuit breaker up my ass.
Oh, please, stop your nonsense.
It is not.
Now, I have a feeling that our next guest on the show is somebody that's never going to have to worry about any of this.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Eat that pussy. That is
who never will and never has.
That is the name of an Eagles fan. He, you know, he's constantly putting out YouTube videos like about
everybody
twice
knows
a
who
week.
This guy is. He's least. Famous everywhere now.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing we're going to start with, you know, they hired Doug Peterson. We made jokes about it.
We didn't make the joke. He did.
Well, I know, but you know, we were having fun too. All right. So.
Right.
So you had mentioned you wondered what Eat That Pussy thought about the hiring of Doug Peterson. So I went and found out, and he is outraged. John, outraged.
Motherfucker, you decide to hire Doug fucking Peterson. Doug Peterson. It took you 3 fucking weeks to hire this goddamn sorry ass bitch. What the fuck happened to fucking John Gruden, Hugh Jackson, Sean McDermott? You didn't even interview these motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, nigga, you got Jeffrey Lurie, right, man, with this receding hairline, motherfucker, bitch. You want to talk shit about my hairline? I don't give a fuck, what? Bro. You got this punk ass nigga giving a goddamn press conference and shit, right? Oh, yeah, I believe that I think it was the right thing to do. Motherfucker, how many times are you going to say fucking bitch, you
motherfucking
stuttered
damn, motherfucking
I
damn,
do,
motherfucking damn,
oh, well, I think it was the right decision to fire fucking Chip Kelly 6 days early. That way it would give us a proper advantage to going through all the possible coaching candidates. Doug fucking Peterson!
That's what he sounds like when he gets a bag of marshmallows, too, you know. You know, he does not suffer from a receding hairline. I'll give him that. He suffers from receding kneecaps.
Yeah!
His kneecaps are slowly getting covered by that gigantic gun of his that just keeps coming down and down and down.
All right, there's only one team that an Eagles fan can talk shit about, and he's going to do that here as he goes off about Peterson some more.
Okay. Oh, what the fuck do you see in Doug fucking Peterson? What fuck? How does his motherfucking stats, my nigga, how does this motherfucker qualify to to be a head coach. What, because he played 2 years for fucking Philly? Motherfucker, Coy Detmer spent half his fucking career in goddamn Philly. That don't mean the bitch is a goddamn coach. You don't even fucking... You don't even hold a fucking interview with fucking Hugh Jackson. Guess where the fuck Hugh Jackson is heading? Hugh Jackson is on his way to sorry-ass fucking Cleveland. Cleveland, my nigga. The fucking Browns.
No problem. That means he'll be free next year. You can pick him up in a year and a half. They'll get rid of him.
Right.
And by the way, doesn't that fat bastard have a Coy Detmer jersey?
He does. He does, but that doesn't mean that he wants Coy Detmer to be the coach now. Come on.
No, that's true. That's true.
Oh, my God.
Cleveland, my nigga. The fucking Browns.
Right. That's the only team in the NFL that Eagles fans can actually make fun of, you know?
You know, when, that's right. When he was a... Isn't that who they beat in the 1960 championship the last time they won anything?
It might have been. Wow. Now,
all right, so Doug Peterson, by the way, for his time in Philly was 2-7.
Yeah, and his 9 starts.
2-7.
Wow.
That's our boy.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Yeah. He's sitting there going, what makes him qualified to be a coach? He's not even qualified to be a quarterback.
Now, you know how my brain works, right? Where I look for some silly comparison. So I was thinking to myself just a second ago, who could I compare this to? And my brain immediately went, who's the worst quarterback you ever saw? Oh, Doug Peterson. Can't do that.
Honestly, John, I don't know how your brain works. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be inside your head for an hour. It must be insane in there.
Well, most of the time I spend these days is just to hate Cam Newton for all his goddamn black showboating. Sorry.
All right, so now Eat That Pussy, he's going to talk about the past great Eagles players that he feels bad for.
Fuck this goddamn team. We ain't going to never fucking win shit. I feel sorry for motherfuckers like fucking McNabb, Dawkins, Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Jeremiah Trotter. Fucking Hugh Douglas, Corey Simon, fucking Steve Van Buren, Norm Van Brocklin, Norm Sneed, fucking who else? May he rest in peace, Reggie White. May he fucking rest in peace, Jerome Brown. All these motherfuckers that fought, bled, and fucking sweat this goddamn Eagles fucking logo and this goddamn owner and this punk-ass franchise has set back and continue to shit on it each and every fucking year.
Dude, once a loser, you know, you see how it goes, right? All of these guys that you mentioned never won a goddamn thing.
Well, Reggie did, but he had to leave Philly to do it.
Right, he had to leave Philly because God told him to go to Green Bay.
Right.
Right.
Oh, now, you know... What the fuck?
It's one thing, I don't know, if you want me to get this, we could talk about it one other time, but there's audio out there right now of Jeremiah Trotter talking about knocking out LeVar Arrington in a defensive meeting in Washington about 10 years ago. Punching him with an overhand right and dropping him cold.
Man.
Yeah, so, you know, he's disrespecting McNabb, you know, because McNabb's just be going home.
I've been just going home.
He be just going home. Right.
All right, and finally here he's going to go off on Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles.
All Jeffrey Lurie cares about is sitting up in that big, fat, fucking luxury box at Lincoln Financial Field with his punk-ass Dexter's Laboratory man-dark, Didi-looking motherfucking self up there just fucking surveying the goddamn territory. Oh, look at all these stupid punk-ass Eagles fans fucking cheering, screaming, cussing, and drinking and shit. I'm sitting back up on my big, fat fucking luxury box not doing a motherfucking thing, and guess what? Those stupid-ass Eagles fans are going to continue to dish out their motherfucking fucking money week and week and week and week and week and fucking week. Fuck this team. Fuck it. I'm done.
He's done.
Again? Hey, you know, in listening to him with these wrap-ups like that, he should consider writing. The guy's got to turn a word. He really does. He should get his head out of all the Eagles stuff and all the football stuff and try to write something. I bet he'd be pretty goddamn good at it. Chapter motherfucking 7.
What the fuck? Doug fucking Peterson.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is fantastic.
Oh, shit. He could start with children's books. Like, see Jeff fuck up the team. See, what you got to realize, though, EDP, is that Jeff's not fucking up the team. He's just staying the course.
Oh.
You know, he's giving you what you've been expecting your whole damn life.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he's always fun.
He's priceless, man.
But he's all big and famous now. Sometimes I listen to him and I think, you know, everybody else has already heard this dude. So, you know, we gave him out there a couple of years ago, so we jumped ahead. It's like Frankie the Weatherman now. Everybody sends me Frankie the Weatherman stuff, but everybody's on Frankie the Weatherman
right,
now.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's what we do. We, you know, like I said, we find the best stuff, we put it out there for people, and then they don't have to waste time looking for through the crap, you know?
I would like to make a request. If the boyfriend of the chick who got mad about Peyton Manning having a vagina in the last Super Bowl is still with her, please give her a lot of beer or a lot of tequila and video her again watching this coming up game, because she's going to have some great stuff to say. And if you don't remember her, go back to the last Broncos Super Bowl episode that we have. You can find it on the website and listen to that one. That one's a fun one.
All right. So I think we know who we're picking to win the game.
Yep. Big. And I'm talking 80s-style blowout, you know, 45-3.
When the game was set, the line opened at 3.5. It's already up to 6 or 7. I mean, everybody's betting on the Panthers, man. And you know, I would like to see Manning win on his way out. That'd be great. Get him a ring, because Cam will be back again, I believe. Well, I say that. It ain't easy, though. I guess I shouldn't say that. Just say, oh, he'll be back in the Super Bowl. Well, he may never.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody thought Marino would be back, right?
Yeah. He may never be back in the Super Bowl. Who knows? But I don't think Manning will be back. So I'd like to see him get this. But I just don't think it's going to. There's no way I'd bet money. No way.
No way at all. No way at all. Usually when people go heavy like that and Vegas does something like that, because 6 seems low to me. 14 seems about right. Seriously, I don't know how. I get it. Denver's got a defense, but my question comes down to this. Carolina's got a freaking defense just as good. So how much havoc can they cause old-ass, decrepit, broken-down, mule-ass, can't-throw-a-flutter-pass Peyton Manning, as opposed to how much the defense of the Broncos can disrupt triple-threat MVP freaking Superman, enemy of all white people, Cam Newton?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll bet you that Skip Bayless picks Denver. And you know why he's going to pick Denver? And he's going to say the same thing. When everybody in the world says that something's going to happen, it usually doesn't.
That's right. Everybody in the world said, hey, that guy looks like a fine heterosexual young man. And look at me now. Right? So, you know, there is that gnawing thing at the back of my head. But look, man, unless they go find him some serious freaking stem cell juju and shoot him with it tomorrow, there's no way he can throw the ball well enough to be able to win this game.
Yeah, that defense is so good. And then I don't, I mean, as good as Denver's defense is, this is not Tom Brady. This is Cam Newton, man.
Right. Well, boy, that sounds so funny, doesn't it? That sounds so weird.
I guess, yeah, right. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But I mean, is the mobility.
Right.
I'm talking about
Denver's
the
offense has been able to do just enough to win, right? So their defense can make 14, 16, 17 points stick. I was looking it up. I think only 7 times this year have they scored more than 24 points.
They only scored 20 against the Pats defense, and the Pats defense is not near as good as the Panthers defense.
No, not even close. And that, you know, the Panthers defense will hit him. They'll knock the shit out of him, and they'll take the ball, and they will score with it.
and look, everybody should listen to me. Because
you know.
Well, I'm 9-1 in these playoff picks.
Oh, okay. Well, that says a lot.
You know, John's 6-4 for the record. I just thought I'd mention that.
That's right. That's still over 500, baby.
I told you, I was terrible in the pigskin pick'em all year because, I just suck against the spread. Like I said, if I tried to bet against the spread every week, I'd be homeless. But straight up, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good up. But no, I just think that the Panthers are going to win this running away. I'd like to see it stay close for a while, but I'm not even sure it'll be close at halftime. This team is really good, man.
Well, here's what'll happen if it's close, all right? It'll be close because both of these defenses are great, and they will play great, and they will force the offenses into a real tight, small game because they're not going to be able to do much for fear of making the colossal mistake. which both of these defenses are capable of doing. And if that happens, and guys like me and you and a couple other fans out there are going to go, wow, what a great defensive game, the rest of America at the parties are going to go, this is one of the worst Super Bowls I ever saw.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Now, so. I keep hearing all the talk about Cam, how he's become this complete quarterback. You know, he's mentally and physically, he's got it all. It's all come together for him. Now, I think the only chance Denver's going to have is they got to blitz all day. They got to bring everybody at him, and at least early on, to see if that's true. Is he really? Will he find that safety valve? Can he find those checkdowns quick? Because, you know, he's not going to be able to, if they're blitzing him like that, he's not going to be able to hit Corey Brown for an 86-yard touchdown. So I want to see. I think that's about the only they're going to have to and cause some turnovers. I don't know how else they can possibly win this game.
Well, I think they'll get a turnover, too. They're good enough to be able to do that. But I think what will happen is if they come with their ears pinned back, they'll do one of their little flippy little motion things to get some matchup that they want, and then do one of those weird-ass cross goddamn triple reverse freaking run plays, and before they know it, the running back is past them for 15 yards, and they're going to stop that blitz and shit, because it's not going to be like the Patriots that didn't have any running game that could do that.
Right.
They just went after Tom Brady. They can't do that this week. They'll get killed. That freaking running game is amazing. And it's not like they've got great talent. They just set it up in such ways that they get openings, unbelievable openings. And it's all due to the fact that, number one, they're formationally really good. And number two, Cam Newton is such a threat that they have to watch him.
Right. Now, he run that read option. You know?
And even when he doesn't do it, when he hands it off, man, there's open. It's still the way they cross those guys around, man. It's very confusing.
All right, so. Well, I think they're going to win by at least two touchdowns. I do.
Wade Phillips is going to be over there going, from what they're telling me, I can't see a thing.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
And then, that's right.
Yeah, and then after it fails, he's going to be,
damn it, you've got to be shitting me.
While he's in the end zone handing the football to a kid.
All right, well, everybody enjoy the Super Bowl. Make sure you eat and drink and whatever a lot and have fun with it, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang Cartoon Radio.